podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Don Neely view system, Diogis. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
That's probably the best one we've ever done. When I say us, it wasn't us. We had nothing to fucking do with it. Welcome to the Man on Football show. I've been telling myself all day, do not say the LFC Day Trippers, and I've managed to get through it. So that's a good start. I'm Gav, and with me, I have got Keith and I have Shawnee. If you're in the chat right now, hit the like and subscribe to this channel if you like that we're on at the moment tonight. But in the description, you will see the Man on Football Show channel link. If you subscribe there from next week, all our content on Man on Football Show will be on there. It should have been on there tonight, but I'm going to hold my hands up and tell you that I had an absolute meltdown around 2 o'clock today when I was trying to get the live streaming enabled. And it turns out, despite changing accounts 4 times, it's just a button in YouTube Studio that I didn't know about. And there you go. Yeah. So from next Monday or / Tuesday, whenever we do our first official show, it will be on the Man on Football Show channel. In the dish description, you will find it there. So hit the subscribe button. Shawnee, are you excited for this?
I am actually, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a concept, like, I had chats with Phil about this about three or four years ago, and kind of today, it dawned on me now that it's coming together, and I'm really genuinely am excited for this because, like, when you're talking about Liverpool, although I know a lot of fans from other teams that they will listen to our podcast and they tell me they do enjoy it, like, it's great that you can cover all bases, sort of, like, you know what I mean? Because the only thing I love more than talking about Liverpool is just talking about football in general. I literally talk about until the cows come home. So, yeah, I think this is it's exciting, Gav, to be honest with you. And it's a welcome break, really, from Liverpool, because sometimes it can just be a little bit too much. Even though we win most weeks, it still can get a bit of a slog talking about the same names and the same players every week. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Paulie Walnuts, straight in, no messing, as usual. From our mate Paulie, he said, Gav, you should celebrate the fourth show with a can. I've ran out of cans, buddy. I have bottles, so I'll open them now in a minute, if it's okay with you. So the Man on Football show, as Shawnee said, it's something that it's been kind of talked about for ages and ages between us, I'd say seriously, over the last 3-4 months, and we just decided, here, why not go for it? Because we do talk an awful lot of Liverpool, and Keith, when we're talking Liverpool, we go off on tangents and we end up talking about other clubs, other divisions, other countries, other players from all over the world, and sometimes a lot of people like it, and sometimes people are like, why are you talking about this on the Liverpool channel? So that kind of pushed us, isn't it? Because we like talking about it. So we said, look, let's put it into one place. Let's not put pressure on ourselves. Just let's have a laugh at it. And you're going to be really excited about this because you get to talk about South American stuff as much as you want, which is going to be a massive bonus to you.
Oh, yeah. Everything's a bonus. But now you're spot on there, Gav. You know, the Day Trippers are an LFC channel, obviously. And, you know, we've built our shows based on Liverpool. But as Shawnee touched on there, it's great talking about football as well. You know what I mean? The Liverpool vacuum, it can get fairly intense. Do you know what I mean? You're coming onto pods and it can be absolute intensity, whether you're winning, losing, there's just so much. This was a welcome change, I think, of direction, that we can talk about other teams. We can talk about other leagues, other players, you know, other issues that are going on in the Premier League that we wouldn't touch on in the Liverpool spectrum. So yeah, it's great to be able to move away from that. And you know, South America, Gav, I'm gonna love talking about South American stuff. But in saying that, one thing that we were speaking about before we just came on air there is, you know, we're only three normal blokes, right? We're not experts, we're not historians, we're not, you know it alls. I love talking about South America. I don't know everything about it. Do you know what I mean? It's just I like it and I'll talk about it. We don't want to be sort of coming across like, I'm not watching this, they're talking about the blade in Ecuadorian under 21 league. It's not going to be that, you know what I mean? It will be, but it's not.
Red Steve is looking for big Bolivian tour division deals from you this evening.
There you go. Yeah, well, there we'll be heavy. The Bolivian influence will, the Bolivian influence will come from the strongest. The strongest are the team that watch in Bolivia, but they're the team we'll be looking at. But now, look, we'll be just having fun with it. There will be shows. There'll be a wide variety of shows that we're going to do. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a bit of crack. It's going to be just chatting football, and we'll have other stuff as well. The ideas are there, Gav, to really make this a good show, and you know we. With the Day Trippers, we built up a huge following and a huge community, and they're all going to be in here tonight. And we just hope they'll give it a chance and just spread the word far and wide that we're doing this new thing. And, you know, it's not just Liverpool. So if there's stuff that people want to talk about, or, you know, if they're not a Liverpool fan, as we're going to talk about, or it's going to have a bit of a Liverpool influence, but managerial changes and things like that that are coming. So there's loads we can talk about that we can touch on where we're not tied into Liverpool. So I'm really excited about it.
It is. It's really exciting because I watch a bit of football. I watch a bit of football, but there's lots of people, even in that chat, that watch way more than me. And I think the chat is going to, both tonight, with the, like, it's the Trippers kind of chat room in here tonight. But when we go over to the new channel properly from next week, the chat is going to dictate what we do. And what I mean by that is we want to know from people what you want to talk about. It's not going to be all Liverpool, isn't it? It's going to be very little Liverpool in it because there's such a wide scope with, you know, so many divisions around the world, players, things happening. And we have got the facility here to bring stuff up on screen, like articles. Clips are a bit difficult because you can be doing for copyright, but we can do as much as we possibly can to bring stuff up and share screens with you and show you graphs and whatever it might be. But, like, the chat for me is going to be huge. So the initial idea we had was that we're going to look at different countries around the world, you know. So we will have England, France, Spain, Germany, Italy. We're definitely going to look at the MLS, Argentina, Brazil, and any others that people want to look at. But what we're going to try to do is we're going to try and pick a team from each country that we're going to keep an eye on. So for an example, if we were in, say for argument's sake, Spain, Cadiz are definitely going to be our team in Spain because Shawnee has insisted on it. It's in his contract, right? So Cadiz is going to be the team. So when we come to look at when we go to look at Spain, we're definitely going to look at Cadiz. Cadiz are going to be our team, and then we're going to give you the news around Spain and anything, and the weirder, more wonderful, the better. That's the way we look, because we like to have a laugh. Like, if we're sitting in the pub, we don't sit down and look at the league table from Spain, do we? We go, did you see what your man done in Spain during the week? Absolutely mental. And then we go from there. So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to go through some countries tonight, and we're going to try pick a side from those countries, all right? And that'll be a running team throughout the shows, throughout the season. But Shawnee has made a suggestion that out of everything, aside from them 10 teams, or whatever it might end up being, Shawnee wants to adopt the team properly for this season, don't you, Shawnee?
Yeah. Right. I just think it'd be a bit of crack following, like, fucking someone like Venezia or something in Serie A. Like, right. They seem to be...
Does it have to be a top division, though?
It can be anywhere.
Ah, but Venezia only came up, but you see their kit and all, the kit they had this year, the black, orange, and green, absolute whopper. That's the sort of thing I'm looking out for.
Gav, to be honest with you, I think we should just draw it out of a hat or something, just put a load of random teams, names in a hat and just draw a name out of a hat.
So what the best thing to do then is, people watching now, when this show ends, go into the comments afterwards and type in adopt, and then the name of the side, and then I can get them on a random generator and pick one out.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I think that we should do something like that. Or even probably next week on a show where we just put one beside for them. We just lash a lot of teams in a hat. It could be any. It could be Leinster Senior League. So you can fucking bet in them games and all these days. So
right.
We'll have a look. We'll do something like that. I just think it'd be good for the chat to get involved. And then you could just save them on your live score and and getting little notifications or yeah. You know what I mean? I think it could be a bit of crack.
Okay, so as this show goes on, I'm going to give you the name of a country, and in that country, you're going to give me the name of a team that we should keep an eye on throughout the season, all right? It can be the top division, the second division, the third division. We'll go and look at them every week, find out how they're getting on. We can find out weird and wonderful stuff around them and their history and stuff like that, and educate us and you as we go along, more so us, I suppose. So what we'll do is, Red Steve wants to adopt Everton.
Well, there's an Everton in South America, so we might go with them.
Yeah. Park Az says he wants Sydney FC. So we will do the A-League as well. It's the A-League over in Australia. So let me start. I'll tell you what, we'll start with an easy one. We'll start with the USA.
People throwing names in here, and I don't know whether they're putting team names or Wi-Fi codes into the chat. I don't know. I've never seen half of these things.
Okay.
I thought Ella didn't know all this.
USA is the fourth one up. Now, Phil did recommend last night that we go for the Seattle Sounders because it's a deadly city and it rains there all the time, a bit like in Ireland. So we'd be right at home.
Yeah, my missus loves the idea of Seattle because it's always raining there as well. She's big on the rain scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, there's a young lad from my route that me and Paddy know.
Adelante, yeah.
Very, very well. A lad
United.
That grew up around their area, and he's playing for Atlanta at the moment. And do you know what? It's mental because it's mad what social media does. When he signed for them, I just followed them on Instagram, and sucked in you get to the vacuum where you find yourself watching 5 and 10 minute highlight. Now, obviously, supporting the lad because he's from the area, but they made the playoffs. I don't know. His name is Jake Mulroney, actually. I might be able to get him on one night.
Was he up in Scotland?
He was. He was with Inverness. He was with QPR.
Mulroney. Was he with Hearts?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Yeah, he was with Hearts, yeah.
He's a right winger, is he?
Yeah. I know. Tricky winger.
Yeah, I know. I know. Dean Regan, I think...
They probably have the best player in the MLS there as well. Joseph Martinez.
Yeah, Dean Regan says they have that annoying bloke with the tannoy. Is this Seattle Sounders? Is this the guy I believe we can win? Because if it is, I'm all over it.
Fight and win. No, I'm not that. Jesus.
No, geez, we can't all win behind that. That could Seattle? Be any of them. That's loads of them.
Tom Boland, there's a good shout from Tom Boland with regards to America. Now, it doesn't have to be the MLS. It can be, like, the next division down. Like, you know what I mean? It can be anything you want. But he has the Portland Timbers. Mad fans on the sidelines with chainsaws cutting logs. And that's true. I've seen that. So that's a good shout as well. I'll let Shawnee pick the final team. Do you want to go with Atlanta? Now, hold on.
No, I'm just suggesting. It's just a suggestion from me.
What's the one Phil Neville is in charge of?
Miami.
We're not going near him. Yeah, we're not going near him. So let me see.
You have a deadly stadium in all Atlanta.
Isn't it?
It's probably the best stadium. I know they give the sports the big up, but it's definitely not the best stadium in the world. If you look at that Mercedes-Benz Arena,
It's whopper.
It's like someone landed a spaceship on Ballymun. It's absolutely mental.
Okay.
It's just a big joke.
So we're going to keep an eye on Atlanta United, yeah?
Matt will actually be deadly. Matt from this parish will be delighted because I actually put him onto them, and he's often...
He's an Atlanta Ultra, isn't he?
He's often clipping up the results and sending them on to me on WhatsApp. And they actually sacked the board here not too long ago. He just sent me a random one the other day. He goes, fucking flying since we sacked that spoof. I showed me 5 in a row. So...
Well, Matt does that. Matt gets into this. Someone once said San Francisco 49ers to Matt, and he just went absolutely all in on the 49ers in the American football. And I think they got to the Super Bowl final that year. And I was like, if they win this and Matt is supporting them 4 weeks, I'm going to lose the plot.
Forget about it.
But so we're going to go with Atlanta United in America. Yeah.
Yeah. Shawnee said, they've got Joseph Martinez up front, Venezuelan striker. He's the business, but they also have Ezequiel Barco, young Argentinian boy. He was in the Olympics. A young Argentinian. He's one to watch. Very highly rated. Played for Independiente, so they have a bit of talent about them. Do you know what I mean?
See your eyes lighting up. As soon as you have a few South Americans, just see your eyes lighting up. It's amazing.
To be fair to the MLS, it seems to be a bit of a hotbed for talent as well. What's this lad's name? That Pepe, is it? What's it? There's a a lad playing in the MLS and everyone is being linked with him. Bayern Munich want him, we want him, United want him.
Yeah.
This is the thing. This is like where we're going to rely on the chat to educate. Someone will have the name because honestly,
I've seen it a few times on Twitter.
His name's just popping up all over the place, but apparently he's the business. He's capped now for the USA. Do you know what? I'm going to have a look at it because.
Look it up. Look it
Amar,
up.
Yeah, there you go. Amaron from Newcastle was at Atlanta. Yeah. He won the MLS with them. Yeah. They won with that team. So,
well, it's mad. The MLS it's a bit of a sleeper, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of the Argentinian players go to the MLS now. They signed that young fella Barco for about 12 million, 13 million. So there's big enough money in it, and they're attracting the sort of good hot talents in South America. So it's a league that's well worth watching, and I think they show it on Sky now and all, don't they?
Hold on, I have him here. He plays for Dallas, Ricardo Pepi.
Yeah, Ricardo Pepi. Jordy T is bang on it.
Yeah, that's him there from FC Dallas. Apparently, he's the business now. He's only 18. Seems to be a lot of teams in for him, but
the rumour is he's off to United, apparently, according to Dean Regan.
Well, fuck him anyway.
Yeah, get out. So, Dallas, fuck him. Yeah, they're the team we're going against for the Atlanta. Atlanta
you can't take those red glasses off. You just can't. I want to put this up here, and there's two reasons why I want to. Bosh, there you go. Mohamed Jogi says, look at Keith beaming with the South American content. Very cute. I'm putting that up, one, to read that out. And two, Mohamed Jogi is the man responsible for that intro that you've seen, the graphics on the intro, which is absolutely unbelievable. If anybody needs intros or anything of the like done, link to his email is in the description because he's brilliant at it.
What? Brett Steve is on fire tonight in the chat. He says, we don't have coke. Is Pepi okay?
Red Steve is flying. It won't be long now till he abuses me. That's what usually what happens. But Mohamed Jogi, seriously, link is in the description for his email. If you're looking for any sort of graphics, intros, or whatever, whatever sort of business you're in and you need some sort of graphics, because he's done an unbelievable job on that. And a friend of ours, Paul Nolan, is the man to put the music to it. And the link to his Spotify is in the description. So if you want to see any of his beats, he's a professional producer of music. Like he knows where he's at. Do you know what I mean?
Ah, top man, yeah.
Yeah, so between the two of them, they put it together and that's what you ended up with. And it's genuinely the best intro I've ever seen from anything. Probably Bar Grandstand in the early 90s, which was just phenomenal.
Bar none.
I don't know. Grandstand takes some beating. Grandstand was just fucking outstanding work. But there you go. I wanted to mention them. And the links for them will be constantly in the show description as well. So Atlanta United in the USA. We're definitely going to adopt some team to be absolutely all in on for forever. Are we going forever?
It's a bit of a commitment, isn't it?
Let's go forever. Let's be
you
like,
don't get relegated, do they, in the MLS? So we may as well.
No, but MLS, like, but at the end, we're going to pick a team from anywhere in the world where we go, we're all in on this. Like, literally, this is our team forever, the three of us.
Yeah.
So, am I going to be ranting about some bleeding shite bag from the second?
Yeah, they're going to get beaten 2-1 on a Friday night and you're going to go ratcher with a whole weekend. It's going to be
games midweek at 11 in the morning and all that.
My weekends are going to be wrote off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're supporting that many teams now. Paul coming back on the show sometime, as Shane Downs. Paul will be. Paul is a very, very busy man. And he done some podcasts with us a while back. He's excellent. And yeah, I was only speaking to him the other day, and he said to me, stuff is quieting down now after the whole rush after. You know, everything kind of loosened up in COVID. So he's looking to get back with us at some stage. So as soon as he's available, we will have him on.
Humble Midnight Talkers on the ball there, the Humble Lions in Jamaica. I'm assuming that's a team that we're going to be looking out for. They sound amazing, right. But I know nothing about Jamaican football. I know Bob Marley used to like a kick about in the olden days, but that's probably as far as it goes. But Humble Lions,
David
Lennon is saying Cliftonville. Just want to remind everyone that this is not a political broadcast.
Yeah, for David Lennon. he was asking me earlier, he was like, this is a new show, new channel, but it's on your channel. And I was like, look, just pretend it's a normal podcast and you'll be fine. You'll find it. And Andy Young came out with one of the best quotes I've ever seen. And I won't repeat it, but he came out with, I literally laughed for about 10 minutes at it. And David Lennon knows what that is, but I'm not going to share it.
I've just checked, just to update, quick update on the Humble Lions.
Yeah.
The bottom of the league after 10 games.
Okay. This sounds like my cup of tea. Big time.
They're trailing behind Molyneux United, Arnett Gardens.
How far are they trailing behind?
They're only a point behind Molyneux United, but they're bottom the half at 10. 11.
So 11
teams
games
in the league. Scored 10, conceded 19, 1-2, lost 8. The sort of character I can get behind.
Yeah, I'm thinking I can get behind them as well. They're definitely in the mix. Key, taking out with them.
What about just the Jamaican national team? It'd be great to see them at the World Cup, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I have a feeling there'll be a lot of heartache there. That they seem to be just somebody that have loads of deadly players now, and they won't do anything. It'll be the golden generation that will just be gone. I'd like a league team so we can take a fucking break during the summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we'd never get to support any fucking teams in the World Cup, so we have to adopt somebody.
That's true. Yeah, that is true.
So you're saying adopt a national team as well?
The Reggae Boys could be the way forward. But did they qualify?
Could we seriously take a team from the Jamaican League and Jamaica?
It would seem like favouritism, would it? Yeah. We'd be having shouts that the squad is filled out with Humble Lions players in the second division.
we wouldn't be allowed to America. America take offence to that if we were all Jamaica, I'd say. So, but look, Keith, you're taking note of all these teams for me.
Yeah.
I'm taking note of the teams that we're following. So Atlanta United in America. I want to go on to Steven Gerrard. But before I do, right, just to let people know, Italy, Spain, France, Germany, England, Scotland, Brazil, Argentina.
We'll deal with Alba time.
They're all the countries we're looking at. A team from any country, you can throw them in there. But, Shawnee, let's have a chat about actual football. And the big thing this week for us, just to kick us off and have a chat over, is Steven Gerrard. Now, there is a Liverpool tie to this, obviously, because he's ex-Liverpool captain and stuff like that. Currently manager at Rangers in Scotland. Top of the division by 4 points. Won the league last season. Does quite well in Europe. Being linked with Aston Villa, I think he could definitely get the job, Shawnee. But from a Steven Gerrard point of view, what's the career path if he goes to Villa? Is he hindering himself for a Liverpool job that could be up in 2 or 3 years for you?
See, I think people need to kind of let go of this sort of... There seems to be this just either a want or a disdain towards Gerrard ever being Liverpool manager. But I just think they should just let his career take its course, because, look, there's no point in being sort of emotionally attached to this idea, because I know some people are like totally against it, and then there's some people kind of in love with the idea. The way I see it is, if by the time Klopp leaves, if Gerrard has done well enough to still be in contention, then he should be considered. But I don't get it. Like, but I do think this is a good move for him. Because he does need to progress from Rangers, and I think this is sort of a natural progression, so to speak, because we've seen what happened with Lampard. He goes to Derby, doesn't pull up any trees there. They get beaten in the playoffs, and he instantaneously is considered for that Chelsea job, not based on any sort of merit, just on his name. Now,
and the fact Chelsea had a transfer ban and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, it just seemed at the time it was like sort of like a soft transition for them. But I think Villa is a good move for Gerrard, for the reason being that they're a huge club. Let's make no mistake. I think if you were looking at the big four in England, you'd say it's Liverpool, United, Arsenal. And you'd probably put Chelsea in that now after the last probably 2 decades. After them, you're thinking the big clubs in England will be Everton, West Ham, and Villa definitely have to be in there based on the weight of their history. And Spurs, of course. I think it's a good move for him. I think it's going to happen because he has a buyout clause in his contract, so there's not a lot Rangers can really do about it if it's meh.
And apparently
they aren't interested. No, I don't believe it is. I think it's a good move by Gerrard. Villa are a good team. They're a good side. Yeah. They've got money.
And an underperforming squad, isn't it? So it's not like he's gone into a blade rabble or anything.
Yeah, I think he's done a good job at Rangers. He's gone up there. He's been backed. He's won a league title. The longer he stays up there, I think the more difficult it gets for him to move elsewhere. I think now is the right time. We've seen, look what happens to managers when they stay around too long. Look at Eddie Howe at Bournemouth. Like, he could have, there was teams all over him and he could have left, but he chose to stay there.
1 year ago was Alan Corbishley.
And he stagnated. Yeah, and Corbishley. And I think today in football, when managers get the chance, they need to move. And I think Gerrard should definitely be looking at this move, because Porzlow seems to know a great lot about Gerrard, not as a manager, but as a player and as a human. You know what I mean? And he would know that he'd fancy him going in there. And I would too. And look, I wish him well. And it's not with the foresight or the hindsight that he ends up at Liverpool. I just want him to do well as a manager, because I think the problem with the English media is, Gav, and it's different to other countries, the attitude towards young up-and-coming managers is sort of like one of doom. It's always like, what if this happens? What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? Look at Lampard. Look, it just seems to be, whereas you look at other countries, where you look at Spain, you look at how Xabi's being treated there now, and how high regard he's been held in, and how much they sort of backing him there to go on and walk wonders with their team.
Nagelsmann at Bayern as well.
Nagelsmann at Bayern, like, I really do think that it's a good move for him. And I hope it happens, just for his sake. Because Conroy says there in the chat, his stock is high, and it's always best to move when your stock is high, because it's not like being a footballer. If you have a football and you stinker out, like, you can pick your career up elsewhere and get it going. But managers really get a second chance these days, and I think it's a great chance for him to go in there.
Yeah, like, I'm slightly different on it. And looking at it just as a Steven Gerrard thing and progression, it's definitely progression. It's a bit like Rodgers going from Celtic to Leicester.
Leicester, right? Yeah.
Now, the only thing I would say on Rodgers was he was a season or two away from possibly going down as the greatest Celtic manager of all time, bar probably Jock Stein. But to do 10 in a row, and he was very, very close to it. I think he might have been on 7 in a row. So if he'd stayed 2 or 3 years, he would have done it, in my opinion. But it was definitely progression. Leicester, you know, not they're a bigger club than Celtic, but they've a much bigger audience week on week. You know, the sort of way, like, the Premier League, the money coming in, it's a much higher platform to go from. So Leicester will never be as big as Celtic in club terms. But when you look at this in just a purely progress sort of thing for Steven Gerrard, you probably go, you know what, and you're right, they're traditionally one of the big clubs in England. They've had a bad time over the last 4 or 5 years with going down, and I think they failed to go up the first year, and then they come up again the second season. But they're a huge club, they've a good stadium, they've got infrastructure around the place, they have money, their owner is extremely rich. They spend it, you've seen that, they spend it. Now, they offset it by Jack Grealish this summer, but that's good business sense. You can't just keep spending. Because you have to remember, they spent about $155 million the summer before and nearly went down. And they kind of stood back a bit and went, we're losing Grealish, but we'll spend this and try to improve the squad. It's not quite working. I think it was a bit harsh for them to get rid of Dean Smith. But if you look at Gerrard from just that point of view, I see it. But if Gerrard, and it is most definitely his goal to be Liverpool manager, and I think he does nothing more than do it in 2024, or probably he'd be in his mid-40s then. I don't know if Gerrard has second guesses himself over this and looks to a club that would have higher expectancy, but be at a level where, you know, the way Liverpool have a huge expectancy, but there's 2 or 3 above them that spend just shitloads more money. If you could find something like that on the continent and learn a bit more about football on the continent, to help him with his European experience when he went to Liverpool, I think that'd suit him a lot more. I think the ultimate is, for me, is probably Dortmund, but I don't see it happening. Now, Dortmund can't challenge because Bayern are just mental, but Dortmund are usually the ones that push, if there's ever a push. I think Ajax is an interesting one if it came to Gerrard, because there's a huge expectancy in Holland.
They do spend a few quid,
you know what I mean? But it's trying to find the right job, but it depends what path he wants to take. As someone said, he's only 40 years of age, there's no rush. He could do one job and go on to the continent, then come back at Liverpool.
The way you always say is, Gav, if he can't cut his teeth at Villa, then he's not going to be able to do it at Liverpool.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
No, now, it doesn't matter what stage fair. Of his career he's in. Like, you know, I'd back him to go there and do well. Like, people are saying for him to take over Leeds, and I get the thing with Ajax and all, but at the end of the day, like, they're one horse races, Gav. You're not hiding to nothing. Whereas, I'd say the Villa owners now, you said it's harsh that they sacked Dean Smith. I'd say they're looking at West Ham now going.
Yeah, that's true.
Why can't that be us? Mm. Why can't that? And it looks like it's 2 years in a row now where the fucking door for top four is wide open. Because let's be honest, Leicester shot the bags last year and they could have definitely been in with a sniff there. And this year...
It's not a closed shop anymore.
No, it's actually not. Like, it's not because... Teams have been in transition for too long. And when I say teams, I mean United. And last year, we fell apart. Liverpool fell apart. And the door was gaping.
I think Spurs are in one.
The door was gaping. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I'd say Villa are looking at that going, well, we have the spending power here. And look, if you get disappointment right. And because I think the mentality of the Premier League, they don't really care much for being steady Eddies anymore. I think with the money that's in the league now, teams really do fancy to push and take the European spots now when you're looking at Europa League football or Champions League football.
League as well. That Conference League is another. We look down on it as Liverpool fans usually, and I'm sure Manchester United, City, Chelsea fans will. Spurs are in it. You know, unlucky for them, but they're in it. But for clubs like Villa to get a sniff of that, do you know what I mean? They haven't had European football. Well,
do the winners of that conference get automatic into the Europa the following year? Is that how it works? You know the way the Europa gets Champions League?
I think so.
Because that could be a real way of going, you know what? It's okay to be 10th in the Premier League, but if we go and win that, we get 10th in the Premier League, we get a shitload of money for that, and we're in the Europa League. And sure, that's probably our highest aim in the Premier League anyway.
Like, you know, Pete said, there's a bit of snobbery towards it from Ireland, but like, imagine... West Ham are in the Europa League this year now. Imagine West Ham were in that conference, you'd fancy them to go all the way, and you can't tell me that they wouldn't travel in their droves to a European Cup final somewhere, whether it's a day out or something. It's something to celebrate. You can't really have that sort of snobbery to it because you're at the top table. You need to think about how other fans will prove it. And I just think now, the Premier League, with the money that's in it, everybody has money now and everyone has ambition. And for years and years, like, players like Samari from Lille, it would have been up to one of the big six to take a snap at them. Like, you know what I mean? To have, say, we're going to take a gamble on him. Look at Tielemans. Like, years ago, he would have only went to one of four clubs. Now, like, anyone down as far as Brighton can afford to bring in one of these players at least a year. So, I think it's a very interesting prospect by Gerrard. One thing I hope he doesn't do is start bringing lads down with him, because
that's the one.
You're setting yourself up to fail then, you know what I mean?
Because unless it's an extraordinary talent.
You're making it hard for your back, you know what I mean?
That you've unearthed. Like, there is a young defender at Rangers, and his name escapes me, but he's being talked about massively.
Goldson?
Not Goldson. He's a young, he might be a fullback, and he's played a couple of times in Europe for them, and they rate him hugely. To the point where there's Premier League sides looking at him and wanting him. So it could be, you know,
when he's a left back, he's all right, because his fucking Matt Hargis stinks the place out there. Yeah, so there's a few holes. But
if it's a special talent, I think it's one that you could bring with you. Just stepping off for a minute, Owen Bourke has a show for Holland, I think.
BVV Venlo.
When I was a kid, I've checked and they're the 15th, I think, in the fourth division in Holland.
It's the sort of numbers we can get behind.
Yeah, there's our Holland team. I'm going to let Ombourg have that one. VVV Venlo are the team from Holland that we're going to keep an eye on week in and week out while we cover the, how do you say that league?
Eredivisie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right there,
so there you go. There's loads of different ways you can say it. Once you go grand. People know what you're talking about. So there's the Holland show in there. So there's loads left. There's Italy, Spain, France, Germany, England, Scotland, Brazil, Argentina. And of course, we have to adopt a side forever. And Shawnee wants a national side as well. But Jamaica.
Getting online looking for kits and all that. This is the sort of stuff we'll be all over.
Yeah, but we could do stuff like that. Like, when we do competitions, we could just go, yeah, we're following this team forever and here's a jersey belonging to them.
Yeah.
And we can literally just start our own fan club for this club. But it has to be so, so random.
There you go. Have a Cliftonville jersey.
It has to be so random.
A thing, going back to Jared, Gavin, a thing that makes me think it's the right move, because there's a good friend of mine, is he's Celtic mad, and you can always get an obvious gauge as how good or bad someone is based on how rival fans feel about him. And he basically said to me, I'll be fucking delighted to see the back of him, because he really has given Rangers, he kind of lit the spark again in that club, because let's be honest, they died. Like, the club did die, more or less, basically. So he was saying, yeah, it'd be great to see the back of them now, because it just seems to be a steady ship up there. You know what I mean? And he really, I don't know much about Gerrard's style of football, but you can tell, boy, I remember the celebration video from last year, all them lads love playing for him. And there's a level of respect of him there that they have from due to the player that he was. And I think you'll carry that down to Villa, because there is some really, really good young players there who would have grown up on Gerrard.
Yeah,
I think, and really respect him as a player.
Go on, Johnny, go on.
As the player that he was, you know what I mean? Because, look, let's be honest, he's one of the best of his generation.
He was, like, there's no doubt about that. The thing I would say is that when he goes to Rangers, they're an absolute mess. And Celtic are pushing them this season. I thought Celtic were going to be all over the place, but they're in 4 points in them, and they're a bit of form. Red Steve has just confirmed it for me. He's confirmed it. Sorry, he says Ajax beat Venlo 13-0 last year. That's air, boys. So Venlo are definitely on it.
Fuck that.
But no, that's what we want. We want this sort of stuff. We're not going for the big hitters. We're going for
the teams that get beaten 13-0 every week.
Yeah, but I reckon. There's some great boozers in Venlo. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. We can probably go over and see them.
Come on this podcast to be cheered up. Imagine how much if you had them in your life score.
You've no toys.
We've got Venlo who get beaten 13-0. We've the Humble Lions who are bottom of the bleeding Jamaican fourth division. I think we don't want the Bayern Munichs and the Juventus as of this world. I think we need to find the middle ground. Do you know what I mean? I think we need something to be positive about. We want to celebrate. We want to parade for someone.
Conor O'Sullivan wants Venezia. Venezia in Italy. Are we all right with that? Are you okay with Venezia in Italy?
Venezia, yeah.
Are you all right with that, Sean?
No, I think we should adopt Napoli. I think you should adopt Napoli.
That's crazy.
Somebody wanted them. There was another one there as well for Italy. Sampdoria. Always liked Sampdoria.
See, again, it's down to the kits, isn't it? The Sampdoria kit was always fucking magic.
Deadly. So we'll have a look at Venezia, Sampdoria and Napoli. We'll have a chat around that. But what was I saying? Yeah, but with Gerrard turns up at Rangers. And if you remember rightly, he was linked. And there seemed to be a little bit of delay. And the talk coming out of it was that he wanted assurances from that club. Basically, I'm coming in here and I'm the ultimate professional. And I do everything right. And I do everything to the highest standard I can possibly do it to. And you better do it or I won't stick around. And that's basically what his words were. And he absolutely nailed Rangers to the wall on that. And they promised him because he was right too, because around Rangers at the time, they weren't paying bills. They were like this going back over years. They weren't paying bills. They were all over the place. You know, directors in, directors out. Who owned it? Was that fella Newcastle involved? And he was involved. And it was all going on. Absolutely all going on. So as much as I agree with you, Shani, the players look up and go, well, you know, the sort of way he's that good. I think the whole club probably look at Gerrard and go, that's a level. That is a level that he is. And that's probably what's got him there so quickly to a league title. His level is just, he never lets off it. He never lets off it. And he always seems to me as a kind of a, not a laid back guy, but an intense guy, but he's absolutely obsessed with the game. And I didn't think that of him. I thought he was so good at it that he could do what he wanted to do, but he was absolutely obsessed with it. And I think he'd do well at Villa. I'd be interested to see what you'll kind of know what he thinks of his past. Or his path what it might be and what he thinks it might be by his next move. You know, I always thought a move to the continent would be one where he'd look and go, do that, and then look at Liverpool. But maybe, you never know, Klopp could be Klopp could be staying for longer, and you know, and Gerrard knows it, and he's not hanging around, and he's going.
But it could, it could be a short term plan as well. You know, if you win the Villa now, the pressure is sort of off, in the sense that I think they've a good squad. I think they've a couple of positions that they need to upgrade, but I think they just haven't got it right with what they have at the moment. Gerrard goes in there, and if you look at the Villa squad, you've got Emi Martinez. I think he's one of the best keepers in the league, in the world. I think he's an excellent keeper. Defensively, they've got Ezri Konsa. We've all said very, very underrated centre back. You can build your defence around Ezri Konsa. They have Tyrone Mings. I'm not a big fan of him. Tuan Zabi is okay. They've got John McGinn, who I think would flourish in under Gerrard. I think his energy, he's a good player. Then they've all these guys they got to replace. Jack Grealish, they went there. They've Leon Bailey. They haven't hit the heights yet, but they're good players. Now, whether they're his players or not, you don't know. But they've Danny Ings, Ollie Watkins. You know, when you look at the talent that they have there, it's not bad. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't need to do them. All he has to do is G them up a bit, you know, and get them into some sort of shape.
I think he definitely, if he went in there, he'd definitely be looking for one or two in January. And he'd be willing to sacrifice one or two out of the squad.
Yeah, you get it.
But numbers-wise, I don't think he'd be okay. I just think quality-wise, he'd look to shift a few bits around.
I think, like, I'd say we look at it completely different because knowing Gerrard, like, people turn around and just automatically linking him to the Liverpool job. I'm telling you now, if that's his approach to managing any side where if this is going to happen, me being Liverpool manager, then I'm telling you, he's never going to be Liverpool manager, because at that level of football, you have to be all in no matter where you are. And I think he will. And the way I see it is 2024, 2025, if Gerrard has done well enough to still be in football in that space of time, well, then he will be looked at, because 3 or 4 years is a massive amount of look. Football changes so quick. Yeah. Like, Conte went from turning down the job to being straight back in there at sport. Like, a year in football is nothing. You look at every calendar year, this November, the week of the international break, it's like a fucking black week for managers. You might as well just, I'd say it's just dreaded on every manager's calendar. They have an X'd out, because if you're not doing well at that stage, you bet your bottom dollar that your number's probably going to be up. Look at the numbers. The managers are falling like flies at the moment, because everyone is out on the market to snap up the next one before someone else goes. Okay, Norwich went, and then maybe Villa fail, we have to go. And it's just a knock-on effect. So I think it's a great appointment for both Gerrard and for Villa, because they're not going to go down. They won't go. Yeah, 100%. I think it will, basically, because I think he's
Within this international window?
Yeah. I think this is by design, Gav. There's no, like, you're literally getting, 14 days on a training ground.
Yeah.
With the media squad to implement. You know what I mean? Klopp came in
on an international break, didn't he?
Wasn't it? Klopp was in on an international. You'd find that clubs that have a bit about them will do that, and that's what makes the shit show that's going on United even more bizarre. Because if you look at, I'm reading today that United sent all the players out on holiday and sent Solskjaer. Like, again, this is actually not a Liverpool podcast, so we speak from United from a neutral point of view, and that's exactly what I'm going to do now. You're thinking, oh, what the fuck is going on there? If they're literally sending, because what they need is their players on the training ground. The ones who aren't on international break, they need their players there in training. They sent them all off on holiday and Solskjaer away. So it just seems to me that a club is 0-4. So Solskjaer should have been gone last week.
Yeah.
And a new player.
Is this from them, like, a case of everything's grand, let's overcompensate for showing that it's grand by giving everyone time off?
We're not panicking.
Instead of having everyone that's not on international duty and running fucking laps all day.
It's like when your man for the TV license knocks on the door and you say, just turn off the license and pull down the punch. You'll go away after a few seconds.
It's like them, or even them, you know, them fellas that come in and go, we can offer you cheaper gas. And we have the same thing. Whoever answers the door just goes, oh, he looks after that, or she looks after that. I wouldn't have a clue, buddy. You know what I mean?
I don't live here, mate. I'm just round the place. Telly there, I'm shitting in the kettle.
There's James Milner there without the... Like, Newcastle are getting stick over hell. I genuinely think it's a master stroke. I think it's an appointment made with the foresight that they're going to be in the championship next year. Honest to God, I really do.
Yeah, I think it's a show. And I think it'd be one where they give him a chance to get them out of the league, and then I don't know if he keeps his job. Do you know what I mean? Slim Reaper. Win-win. Yeah, it is a win-win. Yeah, it is a win-win. And when you have that much money, it's easy to pay him off anyway.
They can't just lorry a load of money in, do you know what I mean, and bring in a Jose Mourinho and then throw loads of money, because financial fair play will be on to them, even though it's sort of a bit of a joke at the top echelons. They're going to be watching the likes of that. They can't just go and fucking spend. So what I imagine Newcastle are going to do, they're going to bring in Eddie Howe. As Seanie said, they have one eye on next season. Where are they going to be? They're going to spend relatively big this season. I think they'll do a few bits in January and see where they are, but they're not going to be the young man off Porto that they're linked with, Diaz and all these big names. I think, you know, it'll be the next level down.
I think it delays what you were looking to do initially by possibly a year with the Eddie Howe appointment.
Yeah, but what's a year really? Like, I think another year when you have that much money?
Like Johnny Logan.
Like, when you literally, if they do well and they stay up, they'll obviously be playing a decent brand of football, because that's what Howe is known for. All right. So that will literally carry them over into next year, and they will literally just pull the trigger on him next year as soon as they get the chance. Yeah. And just that's when you'll see the likes of a Fonseca coming in. Whereas if they go down, they know, geez, fucking Eddie Howe is a black belt. They're getting out of the championship. So we'll just hold on to him and they'll be grand. So I think it's a genius appointment. Everyone is expecting them to go for Conte and all this. Like, without being cliche, Rome wasn't built in a day. So
they're taking their medicine early, rather than going big in January and throwing loads of money at, you know, God knows what, and it kind of throws himself off a plan. They're probably looking to take a year. Now, we might keep them up, and then they'll probably act, you know, the sort of way. There's probably something in his contract to keep you up. We can let you go, but this is a big bonus you get. And he's like, grant. Because he'd still... If Eddie Howe keeps Newcastle up and they give him 10 million to piss off, and he does so, he walks out there as held high, and people going, that's fucking terrible what happened to Eddie Howe. And he actually gets more. Like, he gets more out of it than, you know, going down and coming back up. You know, the sort of way.
Well, how many players are in that Newcastle squad that an elite manager will want to work with?
I would say
Saint-Maximin.
You'd have an argument for one or two of them being in your team, and one or two maybe being in your squad. But after that,
Man Willock is a good player.
But he was 25 million quid, and he can't get in the team. Yeah. Couple of things. Slim Reaper is
Slim's a Villa fan. Yeah,
he's a big Villa fan. He watches this channel all the time, and I presume he's subscribed to Man on Football Show now as well. He seems happy enough for it. He feels that they have a good squad, and he feels that Gerrard would be a good appointment. Owen Bourke says he knew a fella who said to the TV licensed man that he didn't have a TV. Your man said, but you have a satellite dish on the roof. He said, I have milk in the fridge. Does that mean I have a cow out the back? So there you go. Someone knocks on your door. There's a good one to go with. Just a couple of teams to throw in here, lads. So Italy is hotting up, I have to be honest, right? We have Venezia, we have Sampdoria, we have Parma, and we have Napoli.
Parma are a yo-yo team. I know we're taking a few duds already. I think, you know, should we... We want the cult team as well here, so I think the Napoli show could be it. If we ever have a jolly over to one of these teams, you know, the San Paolo and Napoli might be the way forward.
So are we going for Napoli? Come on, let's make a decision, because we hear on the... Are we going Napoli, yeah?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, Napoli.
In honour of Diego.
Yeah, somebody wants Toulouse in France.
Liverpool, well, we own them now, don't we?
Yeah.
Do we? Red board
are at the...
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we can do that then. That'll look like favourites.
Conflict of interest, yeah.
Midnight Talk has had to give me my fantasy team name for next year.
Give it up on the screen. Parma Ham Wallets. There you go. There's your team for next season.
Phil Casey is lashing out Bill Bell in the chat. Listen, Phil.
No, do you know who he wants? He wants FC Cologne in Germany. I think we should give it to him because he's obsessed with Cologne. So he is all right with Cologne in Germany. Don't know. All right with it.
Yeah. We're okay with Cologne.
Do you want Cologne, Shani? Are you good with that?
Right. Listen, my fucking phone is going to be burned out with these live scores.
Right. Well, we're going with Cologne in Germany. We're taking Toulouse off the table because of conflicts of interest. Mohamed Jogi wanted Palermo. In Italy, but we've gone with Napoli there. We've Atlanta United in USA. So we've in Holland we've gone with Venlo. Keith, I'm going to allow you to pick with a team in Brazil and a team in Argentina because I don't know anybody else that'd love to do this more than you. So I want a Brazilian team and an Argentinian team from you.
Well, are we avoiding the big ones in Argentina?
Yeah, you can't.
River Plate are winning the league. Well, Boca are sixth at the moment. River Plate are running away with that league, but. I like Newell's Old Boys, right? Okay. I like Newell's Old Boys because Maxi Rodriguez is still playing for him. He's the captain. He's 40 years old. And it's Bielsa's old team. I love Bielsa. Maradona's old team. Well, he's had loads of old teams in Argentina, but Newell's are the ones I'd like to take there.
Okay. And Brazil?
Brazil. Brazilian football is red hot at the moment. The Libertadores final is on and it's Palmeiras are playing Flamengo. And in the semi-finals, there was also Atletico Mineiro were in there. And Mineiro were a bit of a team. They have fucking Diego Costa and Hulk, I think, is playing for them as well. They have a few... they have a bit of money about them. So I don't know if we want... They're winning the league in Brazil. Grêmio just got relegated, didn't they, with the coffins and all that. But should we give Internacional the nod for coming out with coffins with their players?
Yeah,
should
I like
we take them. Alisson Becker's old team.
I like it. I like the Internacional.
Let's go with Internacional.
More of that kicked off the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came out with the cardboard coffins. Like, so that's the sort of shithousery that I think we can...
Okay, so back to France. I think France is a difficult one to pick because you literally have PSG and then you can pick anyone after that. Someone wants Lens. Do you know who I always liked? Probably in the mid-90s, Nantes. Yeah. I always liked them.
Yeah. Bit of a play on words there.
That's true. Yeah.
Nantes are gone.
Forget them.
So give us a Dijon, says Barry Devaney in France. There's loads of names coming in. We just have to pick a random one. Can we give Barry Dijon? Can we go with Dijon for Barry?
We should be just doing these throwing these all into a generator and randomizing them.
Yeah, but we let the viewers pick this one. So we're going to go with Dijon in France for Barry.
How are Dijon doing in France? I don't want the Tour Division team around
here. I don't mind them. We have Spain, England, and Scotland left, so we want to throw some Spanish. England has to be.
Spain is taken. So we're going with Bladen, Cadiz in Spain.
Cadiz, Jesus, Spain. Jesus, Shani, sorry.
Cadiz are probably the most South American club in Europe.
Yeah.
Like the stadium is even called the Baby Bombonera. That's the name.
They're the ones. They're our adoptees, I think, but we'll see.
Okay, so we've England and Scotland left. So we're looking for somebody. We're probably looking for somebody in League One, League Two in England, and possibly the same in Scotland, unless you like a team in the Fourth Division there.
Fuck's sake.
So there you go. We let people decide that. But anyway,
Dijon aren't in League One, and anyway, so
are they not? Oh, lovely! I'm liking this even more.
Fucking League Two, where are they?
I'm liking this anymore. Nageb wants Motherwell.
16th in League Two.
Absolutely brilliant! I'm all over it. I love that.
There's some big names in League Two. They're ahead of Valenciennes, Bastia, Amiens, and Nancy. Okay. So. Yeah, League Two could be where it's at.
Nice one. Conroy wants Peterhead in Scotland. This is where I'm looking at. Peterhead, Elgin. Are Elgin still going?
Yeah. Bonkers are saying Greenock Morton.
Still
Casey, Caledonian Thistle. I used to have a Caledonian Thistle jersey when I was younger.
That may play for Elgin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of mates in the industry, Sean.
I originally wanted Elgin because there's some lovely golf courses up that way. and I've kind of tied me two loves together there. So I'd go and watch Elgin playing and then off to play golf after. So I'm good for Elgin if you want to go with Elgin, and we can keep an eye on that.
I'm happy with Elgin, yeah.
Yeah, so you good with Elgin, Keith?
Yeah, yeah. Are we taking Elgin. Dijon as well?
Yeah.
Even though it sounds like a fucking province and Lord of the Rings, so we'll go with that anyway.
Yeah, no worries. Stenhouse Muir's another shout there. Queen's Park, Motherwell, Forfar. There's loads coming in there.
Forfar always reminds me of your man on when your man reads out the score.
Yeah,
and they play East 5-5, 4-4.
Yeah.
Always reminds me of that.
So, England, last one before we move on to a few more topics before we leg it. I don't know how low you can go in the leagues here. You know, like...
Do you know what? Can I give a shout-out here? It's a... I have cousins from Coventry.
Right.
And they're on a bit of a hot streak at the moment.
Right.
And I've actually found myself going, yes, when I checked the scores and that 1-0 up and that.
I'm up for this.
They just came up from League One and in the playoff positions now in the Championship. And
yeah, and they had a huge problem with the Rico Arena, didn't they? And they ended up playing.
And they're a big club. They are a big club. They were a big club back in the day. They were Premier League regulars. They did some very good players.
And got absolutely screwed over with the stadium, didn't
they? Yeah, they did. They ended up playing home games in St Andrews in Birmingham.
Miles away, yeah.
So, I'll go with Coventry, the Steve
Griffin. Coventry's good with me, yeah.
And, I'll be buying the jersey with Weggerly number 10 on the back of it and stuff like that. Unlove, Cheapo, who we were talking about last night with Phil. Mustafa Hadji, if you remember.
Keith Houchin got the diving header in the 87 Cup final.
Yeah, so there's loads of stuff going on there. So we're going with Coventry there. Luton from Luton was a good shout there from Phil Casey. Actually, Luton is it, the Kenilworth Road is one I'd love to go and see as a ground.
That's not a plastic pitch anymore? No, is it? Remember, it used to be a little plastic.
It used to be horrible. Right? It used to be horrible to watch football games.
Yeah,
like the bounce on the ball was just
it was
ridiculous.
Great.
Like it was literally like a roll of carpet on concrete. You know what I mean? It was absolutely mental to watch in the early 90s. Like a Liverpool fan, and I'm sure others like Arsenal United fans, whoever's watching, you could be on a flying run and then you look and go, "Oh fucking Luton away at the weekend." You know what I mean? You just know it's not a game of football. This is a game of bleeding. I don't know what you call it, but it was absolutely unbelievable. Apparently, according to Mohamed Yogi here, now this is interesting. He says they signed the first African player in the Premier League, Peter Unluff. Wow, I didn't know
that's something I would expect Laura Duffy to know.
Yeah. James Milne is all in. He says, he used to have a Coventry Admiral kit. So there you go. There's a lot of love.
For Coventry. Used to have a Coventry kit as well. A pony.
They were like the original
brand pony, not a shitty pony. Yeah.
They were the original Sky Blues for
City. Abbo said he had a brown away kit in the 70s. It was the worst kit ever. Fact.
I think they redone a brown one in the 90s as well in a way or a tour. I used to have a purple and yellow Coventry away shirt around the Peter on Love area. I used to pick them up. My dad used to pick them up from me like door cheap. Absolute poxy looking thing.
That's why they were door cheap.
Coventry, I'm all right with that.
Good stuff. So that's Atlanta United in America. We're going for Napoli in Italy, Cadiz in Spain, Dijon in France, FC Cologne in Germany, Coventry in England, Elgin in Scotland, Internacional in Brazil, Newell's Old Boys in Argentina, and Venlo in Holland. And we will, as I said, we'll be going through all the different leagues on the two shows. You know, we might split it up, some leagues in one, some leagues in the other. I can tell you, Keith has a brilliant show coming. Look, it's a brilliant show. And we've probably the first three or four topics picked already. We've two, definitely. We've discussed three or four.
But,
this is going to be really good. It'll probably be once a month. And just watch for it. It's going to be brilliant. We've even picked a name for it, which is South American inspired, isn't it?
Yeah, we're still working on the name. Yeah, once we get that, we can
move that ahead. I like the one that we thought we picked.
Yeah. Well, we can discuss that.
I like that.
Again, this isn't a Liverpool podcast.
No.
And it won't be going forward. It's on the trippers tonight because Gav had a mare.
Yeah.
But we won't mention the walk.
Yeah.
So share it about everyone because it will be just football. We'll be talking mad stuff. It's going to be going from leading George by his cousin to George Campos's jerseys to players wearing, you know, like the fact that Johan Cruyff's jersey only ever had two stripes, didn't have, you know, little stuff. Like, we're going to be talking
Aussie Ardiles wearing number one and Argentina in the World Cup.
It's going to be all sorts of stuff. So share it out.
The way,
you'll have a bit of crack. And like Gav was saying, it's going to be a lot of it's going to be generated by the watchers and the listeners as well, because we're going to be doing polls and what sort of stuff you want us to talk about going forward. Like,
exactly. So
I see.
Yeah, go on.
Phil Casey's in the chat. I'm sure he'll be in and out of this show because I know he just loves talking random stuff about football. Because I know when you talk to Phil about Mexico World Cup
86,
he starts crying. It's actually tears of joy. So,
and he always ends the conversation with football died that summer. After the 86 World Cup.
He's right. But we've done the World Cup shows before. Remember we reviewed the World Cups and they were excellent and they were sort of things when we were thinking of this. It's like, well, you're talking about stuff that's not Liverpool centric, and I hark back to the black and white days long before I was born. But there's loads of stories and all that you can get from there. You know, as Sean, you said about Phil. Phil would come on and talk about Jorge Campos's jerseys. I'm sure he'd do an hour on that. You know what I mean? The goalkeeper gloves and all. You know, like, there's so many random blade topics.
Well, there is, because we want to bring you news from the world of football, and it's the chances are it's going to be news to us as well. Like, we're not sitting here going, I'm a fucking expert in this, because we're not. We want to bring you news from the world of football, but not only like, how are this team doing? What way is the league gone? But the weird and wonderful from that league that happened that week, you know, a look back to what happened in the league years ago, maybe something we can get onto. And we are going to run polls. We're going to adopt one side that we're definitely going to think. You know, we're going to
look. Me and Keith are going to have a debate about the fact that Pele was really a spoofer.
I've come around your way on that.
Yeah. He's a spoofer. Sure, didn't he start?
He's not getting credit for playing the bleeding USA's bleeding men's hospital team over 35s in an exhibition. There's no way. I'm not having it.
This is it with Pele. He didn't have a choice. But to keep him in Brazil, Santos had to sign a deal with the devil and go on tours all the time to keep him away from Real Madrid. He wanted to bring him over in 58 or 59.
But he was counting his fucking his training.
Yeah, he's right. Escaped the victory. The overhead kick and escaped the victory.
I'd say if he was walking the shop and he kicked the can and hit the wall, he counts that as well.
He still counts them goals when he watches it on repeat. Like, that's another one. My next one is coming up now. The overhead.
Here it comes, Maureen. Yeah. Look, I've come back on the pitch. I'm holding my arm. Here I go.
Well, do you know something? There's loads of segments we're going to do, and you'll see them as the weeks unfold. And some of them will just be a one-off because we'll do them and they don't work. Some of them will stay and be a weekly thing where, you know, a bit like on the midweek fix on this channel where the winners and losers thing is a real hit. We pick up stuff as we go along, but we want you to tell us, Gaff, Shawnee, Keith, that's crap. But that's really good. And can you talk about this? Can you talk about that? But every week we want you to come on and, A, know what's going on in the world of football. B, if anything mad has happened, let's have a laugh about it. And C, reminisce about stuff that's gone on in the past as well. And that's what we want to do. 100% that's what we want to do. Do you know what name came up today? I want to say it before I forget it. Abel Balbo came up today on my Twitter feed.
Yeah,
it was a picture of Balbo, Redondo and Batistuta. It looked like they were about to start a match for Argentina. And I went, wow, Abel Balbo. I haven't heard that name in so long. So there you go.
Like, Owen Borg's a great shout there. Like, this is the sort of stuff I'm looking for. Like, Faroe Islands, when Brian Kerr took over, he promised him and the players bonuses. They won two matches, but never got any money because Faroe Islands FA thought he'd never win a game. No stuff like that.
I love that.
And then he says, Pele said, Sylvester Stallone is the best player he ever played with.
this is the stuff. Like, and I'd much rather talk about that sort of stuff than most of football. Most of football, to be honest with you. But listen, as I said, there's 200 and odd years here. If you haven't subscribed already, if quickly into the description below the screen you're watching now, you can click on the link for Man On Football Show and you can absolutely subscribe and hit the bell icon. And listen, as I said, share it, because if you're a fan of any team in England, Scotland, France, Germany, Spain, MLS, wherever it might be something that A, you want to keep up with, and B, reminisce with us, talk about the mad stuff. I seen an article the other day somebody sent us on our Twitter feed, and it was basically playing football in prison. And I was like, yeah, I'm up for that. I'm up for that. And I had a look at that. So all sorts of stuff. Go and check it out, because, you know, we think it's going to be good. We're not too serious over it. If there's 10 of you in there watching, well, it's great. If there's one of you, if there's 1,000 of you, it doesn't really matter. We're just going to have a laugh anyway. Just back to the managerial stuff, though, because you have Norwich looking for a manager.
Lampard strongly linked there, isn't he? Lampard is in the...
Norwich, Villa, we think Gerrard's going to go there. The United thing is up in the air.
Obviously, has gone to Newcastle.
But what do you think over Shani, what do you think of Lampard and possibly Norwich?
See, Norwich should be planning with the far side that they're definitely going to be in the championship next year. Yeah. And I don't know whether did Lampard get a raw deal at Chelsea? I don't know. I don't think he did. I just don't think he was up to it. He didn't have the chops for it. But I don't know. Hale would have been the one for them, I thought.
Yeah.
Before Newcastle came in, but... Yeah. Let's see. Look, again, I think if you're a manager going in there, you're literally just getting a head start on setting your team up for next year, because in all the miracles and all the miracles, there's not a chance. There's no great escape going on there. It's not going to happen. They're just not even the fucking cousin of a Premier League football team at the moment.
Yeah. What do you think of this, boys? Gav, could you do a show once a month where you could invite us on to the show to have a chat with like a fans forum? Would you be up for that, boys?
Yeah, but you just have to promise to behave themselves, you know. This is a live studio audience.
Yeah, there's two things. You're live, that's the first thing. And the second thing is, you need to have good internet, you need to have a good machine that you're on. Microphone isn't the be all and end all, but if you have a set of earphones or a mic on it and your setup is not bad, there's no problem with people coming on. The issue what we have, and we have had in the past when we get listeners on, is they show up and they're on bleeding dial up internet and they're trying to talk into a Nokia and you can't hear them, you can't see them, and it's not only bad on them because they want to come on, it's bad on the people watching, because they're just getting a load of bleeding static, basically. So
it's like watching Kay Borley live from Aleppo.
Yeah, a bit like that, yeah, at night, you know what I mean? And they've torn off all the lights. But
all the green tracers all over the place.
Yeah, so there you go, like Slim Reaper, the Villa fan. And if we can get people that can tell us, listen, I'm on really good internet, I'm on a laptop, I have this plugged in, I'm able to come on and the camera's good and I'm in a good... You see, you need a room that's well lit. There's loads of different things you need. It's not just turning... Now, Shani's in the dark here because he's in witness protection. But next week he'll have his light on. But you do need it, because what happens is if the light changes in your room, it just zooms the camera all over the place and people watching it even are like, what's going on there? So we'll absolutely try to do something like that once a month if possible, where we could bring, I don't know, 4 or 5 people on for the hour and they can ask questions or bring up topics and we can all have a chat about it for 5 or 10 minutes and then move on to the next person. Yeah, no problem. David Lennon says, can I come on? Well, David Lennon doesn't even know what channel this is on, what it's about. He asked me about 14 questions before
he's still on Periscope.
He's sitting on Periscope there wondering where the show is. But yeah, you can come on if you want. No problem at all. So anyway, back to Norwich and back to
Hardy, definitely a good shout there. And you know what? I'm actually delighted. Is Big Sam not a thing anymore? I don't want to speak too soon, but I'm delighted that it looks like clubs are finally past bringing the likes of him and Pardew in.
Well, clubs, yeah, because his MO was to come in and demand about 20 million for players in January, and then he pisses
huge
off another 10 million at the end
well.
Of the season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The bubble's
and
going.
You know that's all you're getting. Whereas if you bring in, and already Eddie Howe's gone off to Newcastle now, but if you can bring in a player of that ilk and they can stabilise you, you can build something around them. Whereas Allardyce is a short-term fix, cost you a blade, an arm and a leg, and you're losing any sort of goodwill, really, by having the likes of them there. So yeah, it's good to see them steered and cleared of this sort of nonsense for how long, but it only takes one and then the dice, the fucking domino start falling, and Pardew was back, and fucking Mark Hughes is getting a gig and all. You know,
I think clubs are going away from those kind of what they consider the old reliable. They're not reliable anymore, you know, and they're probably looking further into the future, especially if you're, like Shani said, planning for going down. When you go down, you get another 100 million spaced over 2 years as a parachute payment. If you can get straight back
that's
up,
it's getting cut.
You know what I mean? It is getting cut, but if you go down, you get 50 or 60, right, for going down, and then you get back up, you're literally just, you're holding the squad together for a year and you're back up and you're 50 million plus your 100 million for getting in, your quid's in. And that's why teams don't mind going down once they can get back up on the first year, and if not the second year, because after that, then you're in trouble. Because you're probably using them parachute payments to keep a top-end championship squad. And if it doesn't work for you, fans lose interest, sponsors lose interest, and all of a sudden you're paying players money that you shouldn't be paying them. And that's where it goes badly wrong. That's where the likes of Middlesbrough have suffered, Bolton suffered, you know, even Newcastle suffered. You know, they've gone down and they've tried to keep things together. And even when they come up then, you're like, it's a fucking championship squad and we have to throw it all again. So it's the first year, if not the second year, and then it's really bad. For real said, Anfield rap style, drinking points together pods. Listen, the studio we have, I think we're okay to go back into it next week. So we'll have to go in. We haven't been in it since March 2020. So we are looking at a year and a half. Close to 2 years, so we have to go in there, we have to look at what the state of it is, what it's like, because sitting there idle for a year and a half to any building doesn't help. So we have to go in there and we have to look at it, and once we get back on,
the last time I was in
it, yeah, we have to go in, we're going to have to make some changes to it, with how it looks, how it's set up. And once we get that done, we're hoping definitely to have the forum in there every week. And listen, if us three lads can go in there, maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks, we'll absolutely go in. And I'm sure I can get a lift off somebody and bring a load of cans so I don't have to drive. So you know how it works. I'm looking at you, Keith. We will. There's loads of plans going into it next week or the week after, just to see how it looks and how things are, and then we go on from there. Pick us a name though for the Norwich job. Keith, are you? Do you think Lampard gets it? I think it's a strange one, Lampard. I'm with Shawnee.
I've seen that three-man list. Apparently, it's Lampard, Hasenhüttl, and Dean Smith. They've no chance of getting Hasenhüttl.
Hasenhüttl's still in the job, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hasenhüttl is still there, and I just think his stock would be too high.
Was that Swansea?
Oh. Well, they've had a load. Which one?
He was at Liverpool. I think he might have been managing a young side at Liverpool. Steve Cooper. Is it?
No.
There was a few teams after him.
See the one that had Blue Star, was it? And he got.
It is. It's Steve Cooper. Steve Cooper, yeah. And he was managing. He was looking at. He looked after the England side, the under 19 side that won the. They woke up. There was a load of teams out. I think someone.
He went to Forest.
Where is he? He's got the Forest, is he? I'm not surprised because he's definitely looks like he's going to be a decent coach, or he already is. I think it's a good appointment for Forest. I think he would have been a good show for Norwich, to be honest with you.
You have to look at someone at Norwich that. Norwich like to play attractive football. They always have. They've never been a kicking lump side in Norwich, right? And like Shawnee says, you have to look at someone that is going to take on the chain that they're going down. They're going to have to assess the squad and make big decisions on them come the end of the season. Because again, you're looking at that Premier League contract into the Championship and then look to get them over. I think it's a very important appointment for them. I don't think Lampard's the man. I think he showed up at Derby. He's not.
John Terry's hovering around, isn't he? He's looking.
John Terry's been assistant hasn't he been assistant at Villa?
Dean Smith's assistant for a while then.
Yeah. I don't think Dean Smith's a bad show for Norwich. You know, he gets Villa out of the Championship. He gets Villa out of the Championship, doesn't he? So it's
he was at Brentford as well before that, wasn't he? So he was.
What's Chris Hughton doing?
Chris Hughton, isn't he?
He was sacked from Forest. They were appalling. That's why Cooper went into Forest, yeah. Neil Warnock, of course, was let go. McCarthy's being let go by
I never want to see that bleeding Borgai head in football again.
Mick?
Not Warnock. Warnock. It was me bleeding tits in.
Well, he's the championship fireman, isn't he? You know, he puts out fires in the championship and they'd be desperate.
Isn't it mad? Isn't it literally mad that Manchester United are the biggest football club in the world, and literally, if they offered Norwich LA Solskjaer, they'd say,
"No, you're all right. We're interviewing Neil Warnock later. We'll hold for it."
Veranda Cheese once said, "Sean, you should qualify for a weekend league and let Gav play 20 games and stream it. That would be end. Is this in FIFA?"
Yeah, listen. Yeah,
I don't play anymore.
I won't use your real name because I know it, but there wouldn't be enough super chats in the world to pay for the joypads that you go to playing weekend league.
But listen, it's going to be an interesting one with Norwich. I just don't know. Maybe Lampard just, you know, it looks good on them. It, you know, it's a big enough name. It's a biggish name to the fans and stuff like that. But I think Norwich fans might be.
Would he take it as well?
Well, that's what I was going to say. He has a big ego. And yeah, that looks like a job that's going down. Whereas the Villa one is one that's torn. You can turn that around.
Yeah.
Whereas the Norwich one, as Shawnee said, they're geared up for the championship. So will Lampard go in there knowing it's the championship? I don't know. I don't think he has.
I love how you use the term hovering around for John Terry, because that's literally.
That's what he does.
Hovering around is probably what cost him his reputation as a footballer.
But
the women in Norfolk, watch out.
We'll have to wait and see. But like I said, this show tonight was all about getting people on, getting them chatting, finding out what you want to talk about, picking teams between us all. We're definitely going to adopt a side somewhere. And we'll do that next week when we start properly. We're going to adopt a side that we're completely and utterly behind. We do an international one, like Shawnee said as well. We're going to be doing some running polls on YouTube and Twitter, so watch for them. At Man on Footy Show on Twitter, the link is in the description. Hit the like button here, hit subscribe, hit the bell icon, and anytime you put up a poll, you'll be able to get involved in that as well, because we want to know what you want us to talk about. We're going to have different segments, as I said, and so I think you'll like most of them, because they're just normal football topics that we're going to have a bit of laugh about, from the past, looking into the future, looking at now, looking at the mad stuff that's going on, funny stuff that's going on, and of course looking at actual football as well. I've really enjoyed that hour and 20 minutes, lads, of you.
It's good to talk. As I say, we come on every week and do shows about Liverpool, and we enjoy talking about Liverpool, but this was something different, something fun, and I like this direction.
The all our listeners will remember, like, this is going to be the trans world sport.
Trans world whopper.
Like, yeah, you used to wake up on a Saturday morning and
you haven't missed the football, bit.
Yeah. No, but then the goal Italia will be on after, so you had to kind of sit through that and wait for the Serie A highlights to come on, and that was just Saturday morning. But now we have to watch fucking Jimmy Bullard saying the same thing every 10 minutes for an hour and a half every morning now.
And then
the draw for the League Cup.
Yeah.
And how has someone not told your man Fenners he's not funny? Like, it's in the last 10 years, to be fair.
He's walking around with a big mad yellow Stone Island jacket on last week. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Was actually
he's literally doing the same gags the last 10 years. I had someone not told me and said, you know what? I'm putting you out the pasture, Chief. You're done. You're calling last orders on you.
Yeah.
You think that, but he's going to end up with a blade and present that gig on fucking Monday Night Football or something, the way Sky are going, you know. So I think he's blading terrible.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. So that's it. Make sure you go and you hit the link in the description and subscribe. Thanks a million for watching. And as I said, from next week, fingers crossed, it'll be on the Man on Football Show. It's a completely different channel to the LFC Day Trippers. And it's one we'd like you to support. But as I said, we're going to have a laugh with it. With loads of different stuff going on twice a week. For about an hour and 15. We don't want to clash with anything the Day Trippers are doing. You know, we'd be on probably... could be Tuesday and Thursday, so we don't want to clash with anything that comes at 10 o'clock on those nights. But we're gonna have a good bit of crack doing it. Shawnee, anything else before we go?
Yeah, lash all of your stuff in the all your suggestions into the comment section of this video, and we're gonna go through them.
We'll read them all
and bring them up as topics, because again, we kind of want you to drive this show on as well, because that's what it's going to be about. And share it. Like, say, look, watched these lads down talk show you about Liverpool for so long. They're going to talk show you about football in general now, because like I said, nostalgia is literally the best drug of them all. And that's what we want to be doing, tickling your little, releasing all them little endorphins in your brain.
Well, exactly. Most people
think about
Liverpool fans, but if you have mates that are support any team around the world, say, look, check this out. And it will be available before people ask. It'll be available on all your podcast apps and Spotify and all that from next week. We're finalising that in the next couple of days as well. So every time you see a show live, that show then within the hour will be available for download. Keith, anything else before we go?
No, Gav, just to say, yeah, I've enjoyed this. It's been good. I'm looking forward to it, how it pans out. We'll be doing a wide variety of stuff that I can't wait to get our teeth into. And, you know, we take all the suggestions on board that people have thrown in, like Slim looking for a fans forum type of thing. If it's something we can do, we'll look into it. It's not the easiest thing, but if it's something we can do, definitely. Because we say it on the day trippers all the time, you know, about the community and the chat and all that. It drives a lot of shows, and we'd see this being the same. There'll be fun, there'll be serious stuff, there'll be a mix of everything, but we want to build it the same way the Trippers is, with a community and a chat that sort of, if you're stuck for things to say, you just have a little look and they're pushing you along and carrying you. So we want it to be very similar to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to set up a GoFundMe for Keith's M&M sports bill, because he's going to be buying tracksuits for all of these.
Tops off.
That's it.
Venlo tracksuits.
he's about 800 quid in the hole already. He's looking at his card there already.
My missus is looking at the credit card bill and she's like, the bank of Ireland
are ringing him now going, there's mad suspicious stuff. He's buying a load of tracksuits. But like I said, we're going to have a bit of crack. It's nothing too serious, but we want you to, Shawnee's right, when this ends, if you think of anything, head into the comments underneath this, and you know what, we'll put some up on air on the Man On channel, basically going, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to see? That could be segments, could be talking about players, stuff that's happened in football before, current situations, leagues, whatever, and you can throw it all in there because we will read it all. Last thing before we go. Because I've seen this and I said, I can't let this go. Diana Ross taking that penalty in the 94 World Cup final. And she doesn't make the ball, doesn't make it to the line, but the goal splits in two. That was horrendous, wasn't it?
I've seen worse.
I've seen that watching back. Do you know, that was actually on Reeling in the Years. So for anyone that doesn't know, it's a famous Irish show that's on a dinner hour every day. And it just shows you that happened in specific years. And that's one bit that always stood out to me. She absolutely slices it. And then a woman mine goes on to sing like a bag of shite for the next 2.5 minutes.
Ronaldo's there with the braces in his mouth and all, looking at what the fuck.
And it's funny
here?
That like Baggio literally takes the same peno in the final. It's the exact same peno in the final.
I couldn't let that go without mentioning it. I really couldn't, because it was absolute quality. Now, that's it. We're done, an hour and 20. So we're going to try to keep it to around this, an hour and 15, an hour and 20 on every show. Twice a week, don't forget, like, subscribe, hit the bell icon. And as I said, lash anything you want in the comments below. And we will be live on our YouTube channel with polls and stuff like that from Monday morning. So keep an eye out for them as well. That is it. I've no outro. Just to let you know, so I'm just going to hit finish and hope that this looks well. So smile.
I'll do the intro again.
I have got sound effects, but I am. We go with the intro.
This is going to be great. Sports Social Podcast Network.